Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to Yeast Radio on our special New Year's Eve edition. I have a very special guest with me today. It's, what?
Your levels are peaking, man.
They're fine. You got to watch that. That I can adjust later. Anyway, my guest is already trying to direct the show. Her name is Fausto Fernos, and she's a Puerto Rican drag queen. And she's going to explain to us what the hell anybody would want to be a drag queen. Hang on. So here we go. Now, what's this now?
I used to be a Puerto Rican drag queen, but now the way that I perform now is that I do less drag and just more music and comedy. And now we're trying to do a cooking segment on their show.
Oh, that's nice. Are you doing a cooking segment on your show? What kind of a show do you have?
Well, we do a show called The Feast of Fools with you, Madge Weinstein. Madge is a spin-off character of the show. We've been doing it for 7 years. And
what do you mean character?
I mean person. Person, I mean. And Madge Weinstein was one of the people who performed in the show, and she's gotten so popular and famous on her own that she has her own web podcast. And what's the guy, that guy from MTV that has been that talks about you? What's his name?
Adam Curry.
Adam Curry is a big fan of Madge. And my mom's a fan of Madge, too. I was in Puerto Rico for the last 10 days with my family, sitting on the beach, and she was telling me about how much she enjoys listening and watching Madge on the internet. And my mom has a fabulous flat-screen G4 iMac that she does it with her broadband connection.
Oh, clap for her. Anyway, so you were just in Puerto Rico, correct?
That's right. I was for 10 days visiting my family and having a wonderful time.
Did you suck any dick? Did you get any diseases?
No, unfortunately, but I did go work out at a gym where there was, of course, all these hot Puerto Rican men there. Being in Puerto Rico, that's mostly what the Puerto Rican men. There were a couple American guys, too.
Did you watch them take showers?
Now, Puerto Ricans are sort of like very shy about being naked in public, so they don't want to be their body seen. They're a very germ-conscious culture. So
that's odd considering the fact that they are known to have large penises.
Well, I haven't slept with that many Puerto Rican men in my life since I've mostly lived in Chicago and in Texas.
How many men have you slept with in your life?
I don't know. Probably around like 30 to 50 men or so. How many? How much cunt have you licked in your life, Madge?
I've licked a lot of cunt, but I'm an old woman. You see, I've been around a long time. Plus, I'm not a liar like you. Don't give me that 30-40 bullshit. 30-40,000, maybe.
Well, so what was like the most, besides Ethel Merman, who else was a, did you ever have any famous lovers?
Well, I've told my gentle audience on the podcast before that I don't kiss and tell, because if I kiss and told, I wouldn't get any more cunt.
Well, then how are you expecting me to tell you about...
Because you're the guest!
Well, then tit for tat, Madge.
What tit? Whose tit?
Your tit for my tat.
What about Barb Kingston? She's kind of hot. Can you get her to come here?
Yeah, we're sitting here at the Chicago Free Press offices right now, which are located in the new corner on Broadway and Sheffield in Chicago, Illinois. It's the largest gay and lesbian newspaper in the Midwest. And
that's saying a lot, huh?
There's not much competition there. There's another newspaper. We won't talk about that one, though. But you want me to get Barb Kingston? Do you want to take a little pause?
No. I wanted to talk about something. Now, you mentioned once to me that if you take a shit and you wipe three times, that's a clean shit. Now, what I want to know is
you got to wipe a whole lot more sometimes. But I take psyllium fiber husk, and that really, really helps you have a nice clean wipe.
Uh-huh. But so if you have a clean wipe, how many wipes is that?
A clean wipe usually is about three.
So how do you know when you're finished wiping?
Because you wipe and nothing comes up. You know, it's a white wipe, not a brown one.
So you never get duty stripes?
No, I'm very comfortable at talking about fecal matter, which I don't know some of your Gentile audience won't be. So if you don't like hearing about this, you just can fast forward on your iPod and
go. Right, they get it.
Jeez, Madge.
I'm the boss, you know. I don't want you to take control of my show.
Well, you're there asking me the questions. I'll give you the answers.
I know, but I wanted to talk about me. Now, I eat high-fiber cereal. I have fiber one.
What kind of fiber to cereal do you like to eat?
if you'd let me tell you.
Well, just tell us, guys.
I have one of two. I have either Fiber One, yeah, which is sweetened with NutraSweet, which is Donald Rumsfeld's company, which I didn't know that before, but Donald Rumsfeld was the CEO of Cyril, who invented NutraSweet.
Well, didn't he work also for a pharmaceutical company? And
Cyril is a pharmaceutical company. They're the same ones that invented NutraSweet.
So the makers of Sustiva are also the same people who make NutraSweet.
Right. So basically what this means is Donald Rumsfeld has AIDS and cancer.
And he likes it all with a sweet, sweet touch.
Not to mention the senility husks. So anyway, I have Fiber One and All Bran. And I mix it with my homemade yogurt, which the general audience already knows about.
Everybody could tell that you actually didn't really make yogurt on your QuickTime.
I made real yogurt.
No, my sister and my mother were complaining that it wasn't real yogurt.
Bullshit, it wasn't real.
It was liquid. Yogurt's supposed to be solid and creamy. And you, you weren't really sticking that up much, Junior, you know? So.
Oh, I was too. I don't have a yeast infection. So anyway, so when I eat the high-fiber cereal, and I imagine this should be similar to the silica husks or whatever, but it does make the nice big shits, but it doesn't at all come out clean. It comes out like sand. So it causes quite a bit of wiping, along with a nice painful shit, which is like getting fucked up the ass backwards. But how can you take clean shits?
Is this a question?
Yes, I want to know if you're lying that silica husks make you clean shits.
Psyllium husk, Madge. You mix it with a little bit of juice, like a couple tablespoons full, and your shit comes out nice and clean. It's fantastic. I recommend it to all listeners. You can go to a Whole Foods store. It's basically what Metamucil's made from, but without all that sugar and all that, you know, crappy flavoring.
Right. I forgot that you eat like a lesbian. I shop at Whole Foods, you know.
You don't?
I feed my whole.
No, you gotta take psyllium husks and you put that in a little bit of juice just before you're going to bed, and you know it really pulls out whatever's killing you inside.
But it doesn't come out like sand, like the Fiber One.
No. It comes out nice and moist and soft, and it's just the most wonderful heavenly poop you ever take.
Because I was eating I ate a whole bag of Target licorice the other day.
Whose ass were you licking?
Licorice. Oh, Gussie? I don't cheat on my Gussie Iskowitz.
Oh, Gussie.
Gussie is a hot cunt.
How's she doing these days?
Well, she's old, and her senility doesn't act up more than a couple times a day. So what was I going to say? The licorice. So I was eating this licorice. I ate a whole bag in 2 days. It was delicious. The Australian licorice that I just discovered Target has.
That has a laxative effect?
But that's what I've heard, too. I think that's bullshit, though, because what happens to me is it turns my shit into this very sticky substance, so it makes
you have too much gelatin inside your poop.
Well, it sticks, and today I made a letter S in the toilet.
Not a Q or a L.
Letter S.
The L word.
I believe in Ouija board shitting.
What? Is this a question again?
I was hoping to get a commentary. This is an interview. Now, I believe in Ouija board shitting. Do you believe that you can get secret messages from the letters that your shits form?
Maybe. Who's trying to communicate with you?
Well, let's see. I got the letter S, and before that I got the letter A.
The letter A for adultery?
I think it might have been a movie star. Let's see. Annie Sprinkle.
Or Adam Sandler.
Oh, I hate her.
I like Adam Sandler. He's a Jew like you.
He's not.
Hollywood Jews should stick together.
Yeah, but he's not dead.
Well, and Annie Sprinkle's not dead either.
Oh, that's true.
Well, her career might be over, but we love Annie. Whatever, if her career's active or not, Annie Sprinkle's a wonderful person. You can learn more about Annie Sprinkle by going to her website at anniesprinkle.org.
But her vagina is big enough to wear like a hat. You could wear it like a hat on your head.
I actually looked inside Annie Sprinkle's vagina, and I'm actually in one of her books. There's a photo of me at the tender age of 21 with my arms crossed looking into Annie Sprinkle's vagina. And people ask me, well, what did it look like? And I said, well, it looked like a pink donut.
Could you see China in her vagina?
No, I just saw – it just looked like any other – well, I mean, I haven't seen that many women's vaginas, but I mean, it just looked like a regular vagina. There wasn't anything special.
There's no such thing as a regular vagina, honey. Don't insult my womanhood.
What does your vagina look like?
Well, mine looks like a dinner plate, actually, like a Judy Chicago dinner plate vagina. You know, they didn't put those things in the Field Museum for nothing.
Oh, you're talking about Judy Chicago, the famous Chicago post-menopausal, postmodern artist that paints women's vaginas onto dinner plates, right?
Yes. Now, what was the other lady you were telling me about today, the other feminist? Phyllis Schlafly.
Who? What does she do?
I think she gets her cunt eaten out by Anita Bryant.
What's her relevance?
No, the one you were talking about at the taco stand.
But I can't remember. Who
was me neither. Well, all right.
The significance about her. I mean, is she a feminist or?
I believe she was a feminist.
Well, that narrows the field.
All right, we're digressing. I think that's about enough. Do we have anything else we need to talk about?
We'll take a short little lesbian music break, and then we'll come
back. I can't play music on this thing.
Oh, you can't? You can't even play a little Ani DeFranco? It's like we just recently copied it onto our iTunes.
We don't do illegal music here.
It's not illegal. We bought that stupid
song. Unless it's Courtney Love's music, that actually fucking cunt.
My friend Barb gave me Ani DeFranco CD, and we made a copy of it, and it's sitting in my hard drive right now. But I'm thinking about, should I delete it or not?
Yes.
Well, why don't we ask the viewers or the listeners at home?
Okay, let me explain something. This isn't live.
Well, they can. It's still sitting on my hard drive. So if anybody thinks that I should delete the new Ani DeFranco CD off my hard drive, send an email or post on Madge Weinstein's weblog, and we will comment on it next time.
And did you want to plug your any of your performances or your websites?
Oh, yeah. So right now we just did a show called Triple Xmas Extreme with six X's, and it was a big hit. We got to see Madge's burning bush, which was really pretty and sweet, and it didn't stink that much, actually, when I got up close to take some pictures of it. And we're going to be putting up photos of that next week and some QuickTime movies and some audio tracks so you can hear Madge complaining about, you know, the Bush administration.
What's the website?
It's www.fausto, that's F as in Frank, A-U, S as in Sam, T-O.org. So it's fausto.org.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that nice?
Well, this is Madge Weinstein tuning out.
Link to Madge's site on my website. Is there a link to my site on yours?
I don't think so. I'll have to put one on there.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
All right, everybody. Have a happy new year. Like I give a shit.
Happy new year, everybody.